Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shit. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows a name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it, it's time for the truth. Here's our dude, you're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast. We have the great Minnesota Tim back with us. He's on COVID rehab right now. Is that not correct, Tim? How you doing? I heard you got the COVID. How you doing?
Yeah, I got the COVID, Hank. I'm trying to survive here. Excuse me. I'm already coughing.
Oh, God. Wow. Jeez. Are you in the hospital? Or
wow.
Where are you?
No, I'm not in the hospital. I am in the closet right now. I'm actually cleaning out the closet, getting ready to move. I've been very fatigued. I've had headaches. I had a fever last week. Just grinding through COVID-19, living in the closet in quarantine, which absolutely sucks. But, hey, we're getting through it, and it will be all over soon.
You've been taking the zinc?
Zinc? No zinc.
Vitamin D?
I've been taking vitamin D, yes.
Vitamin C?
No vitamin C.
Have you done anything for this? I mean, did you read about what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of resting.
Okay, but you haven't taken anything.
No, not really. A little bit here and there. The fiance gave me some stuff.
You have mild symptoms, in other words.
Yeah, I've got some mild symptoms. I had a fever for a couple of days. I had a migraine for a couple of days. Then I thought it'd be a good idea to get tested. Then I got tested at a Walgreens, came back positive, so I've been quarantining ever since.
Was that a Q-tip up your nose, or what was that kind of test?
Yeah, Q-tip up the nose.
How was that, by the way?
It was self-administered, so I did it myself, geez. And I had to stick it up 1 inch up each nostril.
1 inch?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, wow, and it came back positive, huh?
Came back positive.
Is your wife, fiance, is she COVID?
No, she's been feeling great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, okay. Well, glad you're on the mend. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, we had a good Christmas. Yeah, it was super fun. It was fun. Haley and I exchanged gifts for the first time. Christmas, our first Christmas together. And she got me some khakis.
And, my gosh. She got you some khakis.
A couple of nice what else? Shirts. Some shoes.
You think that was a little a clue?
A clue? What kind of clue?
That maybe you need to upgrade your wardrobe a little bit.
Oh, that could be. Maybe. Perhaps.
What about a belt? Did you get a belt?
I didn't get a belt, no.
Oh, man. All right. Maybe I'll send you a belt. Maybe that's good.
Yeah, a little Christmas present.
All right. Well, and you got her some nice stuff. What did she get? She's your fiance. What did you get her?
Yeah, so I got her a Christmas book of our engagement session that we had earlier. So that was nice.
And very sentimental.
Yeah, I thought I did a good job on that. She seemed to really enjoy it. I don't know if she was just faking it, but it definitely didn't seem like she was.
Okay.
And then I got her a necklace that was that has a cross on it. And then I got her some yoga pants. I got her two more things as well. And I honestly can't remember what those things were. We got each other. Cool. She also got me some running shoes too that I needed. So that was nice.
Oh, good. You're a marathon runner. What's your shoe you wear?
So it always used to be Asics, but I'm past the Asics and I am all in on the Adidas.
Why was it Asics and why is it now Adidas?
Well, the Adidas ones is actually a funny story. When I was living in Washington, D.C., I accidentally bought a $190 pair of Adidas shoes. at Dick's Sporting Goods. And it just happened to be the greatest shoe I've ever had. And because I would never buy a shoe that expensive.
Okay, what? Let me ask you a question here. How do you accidentally buy a pair of shoes?
Well, I saw
you go in the store. They're sitting there at Dick's. Usually Dick's, you know, you got to ask a fellow to help you, or you get here. Maybe the shoes are out there. You help yourself. You put them on. You test them out. They look pretty good. You take them up there to the cash register in the front, and you pay. Well, how do you accidentally buy something? I don't understand.
Well, there was a sign next to the shoes that said $124, and I'm like, okay, that's right near where I want to spend. It's a little on the back end of what I want to spend, but hey, that works. I'll make that work. And then I get
What do you mean back end?
Or high upper end? A little bit high end. Normally, I buy shoes that are $80. So
okay.
When I saw a sign for $120, I'm like, okay, it's a little bit on the high end, but I'm taking a little bit of a risk here, doing a little something different, going for a different shoe.
Okay.
And I get to the checkout, and she checks out my shoes, and she goes, "That'll be $190." And I'm like, "Whoa!"
Did you tell her the sign said $124?
No, I just manned up and gave her my credit card, and she billed
it. Tim, they got to live up to the sign.
Maybe the sign was showcasing something else.
That's their problem.
That's true.
Oh boy, you missed out there. Well, anyway, she was probably hot, and you didn't want to embarrass yourself.
Right? No, that's not true. I just didn't want to embarrass myself. I just wanted to pony it over, look like a man. I didn't want to be that guy that said, "Well,
okay."
The sign
said, now you bought the $190 shoes, and you felt like they were really good.
Yes, they were the longest shoes that's ever lasted for me.
Okay, well, that tells you something. See?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're most comfortable too.
The most comfortable, long lasting. Those shoes lasted 2 years of me running in them. And normally shoes only last about 6 or 7 months. So
you get what you pay for.
I got what I paid for.
Which is the same thing in golf with golf equipment. It's the same thing with golf instruction. It's pretty much the same thing with everything, to be honest with you.
Hmm.
Pretty much is. That's pretty much the way it works. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree.
Yeah. You got to pay for it. All right. I'll give you a little a Christmas rundown when we come back, but we'll tell everybody to go to Haney University, get your free instructional emails that come out on a daily basis. It's absolutely free. All you have to do is register, put your email address in there, and you'll start getting my instructional emails that will help you with your golf game, make 2021, or maybe people got the New Year's resolution. You got any New Year's resolutions? We'll talk about those too, Tim.
I'm not a big New Year's resolution guy. I'm just focused on getting out of this apartment.
Nothing, huh? Okay.
Nothing.
All right. Yeah. Well, maybe you'll come up with something while we're on break here, and you'll have something to report when we come back. We'll be right back on the Hank Haney Podcast. All right, Tim, so you want my Christmas rundown?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, we went up to Flagstaff. We got a house up there. You know, it's colder. It only snowed one time, but, you know, if you feel a Christmas spirit because you got the fireplace on and it's cold. I mean, you know, and Scottsdale gets a little boring. Have you seen the weather forecast in Scottsdale, by the way?
Yeah, it looked a little cold. 59 degrees
70,
right now.
70, 72, 72, yeah. 72, 72, 72, 72, 72, 72,
looks 70, a little chilly,
72,
though.
72, 72, 72, not a cloud in the sky.
A brisk 72.
Not really. Absolutely perfect. But Flagstaff was a little cool. And actually, we went up there and we're at this place called Pine Canyon, which is a great, one of the best golf courses in the state of Arizona. Phenomenal place. They run the place absolutely great. And we've just been up there for like, you know, I don't know, 6 months now, but it's a really cool place. But they put in a ice rink. They have an ice rink, like artificial ice rink, which is, it's on their basketball court, and they've got the coils and everything, and they get the hockey boards up. And it's not big, but you know, it's big enough for the little kids. And our son, Henry's 7 years old. He got into skating, and he's been out there like, he started, his first time was Thanksgiving, and he's been out there like every day, like 5, 6, 7 hours. Can't get him off the ice. He loves it. Absolutely loved it. Now he's decided he wants to play hockey. So I grew up playing hockey. So this is a little bit of my worst nightmare here.
Because following in your father's footsteps.
Yeah. I know what this whole hockey kid thing is all about and the parent commitment. But, you know, it is. We got to do what he got to do, whatever he wants to do. As long as he's dedicated. I told him we got to learn to skate. We're not going to be a fourth line. I'm not going to go watch a fourth line bench warmer. That was my instruction.
You're not going to support a bench warmer?
No, I'm not. Well, I've done it before. See, I figured out, here's the thing I figured out on these kids' sports. Well, this is one of the reasons I like about hockey is they've got coaches that are assigned to the teams. Okay, these other sports, now this, I've just learned this from being in the kids' sports deal the last few years. The parents coach, okay, that's what they do. And the reason the parents coach is so that they can make sure their kid plays. Okay. So when you go to football, you got two coaches. This is like the, you know, flag football. You got two coaches. Okay. One of the coach's sons is going to be the quarterback, and the other coach's son is going to be the running back. That's just the way it works. Okay. You can just pretty much book on that. Doesn't matter how good they are, doesn't matter how good the other players are. There's not going to be any tryouts where, okay, let's see who runs the fastest. Let's see who catches the ball the best. Let's see who can, you know, avoid getting his flag pulled the best. Let's not worry about who can throw the best. That's not a factor. None of that's a factor. What's a factor is I'm coaching, so my kid's playing quarterback, and my assistant coach, his kid's playing running back. Or vice versa. That's pretty much the way it works. Yeah, which, you know, I'm for the best kids play, but that's a weird. Now I saw the same thing, and you know, I mean, you know, in baseball, your kid's playing shortstop, or he's playing, you know, I mean, it's just like first base. You know, that's where you get some action. You know, you if you're not coaching, your son's in right field. That's the way it goes. So. That's junior sport. You'll learn about that someday when you have a family. So hockey, we actually went and did a little observation. They have this incredible facility called the Ice Den in Phoenix, and they got two sheets of ice. I mean, it's like unbelievable. Restaurants, the whole thing, and they've got a school there where the kids, like, once they're in, I think. Out of middle school, the kids will go to school there. So they study there. They work out. They practice their hockey. I mean, I was like thoroughly impressed. Now, obviously, we got a few years before that happens. But anyway, Henry's now into hockey. We'll see if it lasts. You know, whatever he wants to do, I don't care. But we got to have some passion. That's the thing. No screwing on. So yesterday was a good day, though. We went and we watched the 10-year-olds practice. And I told him, I said, you see those kids out there, and they're all sitting there gathered around the coach, and they're all listening. And they're 3 years older than Henry. But I said, you see anybody screwing around out there? I said, you see anybody jacking around with their friends and poking one another with the stick, or, you know, or is everybody listening? What do you see out there? And you know, he acknowledged that no, he didn't see anybody jacking around, and everybody was listening. And that's the thing, like all the years of coaching golf and, you know, people and, you know, friends and whatever, and, you know, students would bring their kids to me and they'd say, Hank, does my, you know, son or daughter, do you think they have talent? And I'm like, you know, I can't really say that in all the years coaching golf, I've really seen like a lot of kids that just look, I look at them and I just say, oh, wow, that kid is like an exceptional talent.
He's a future sliced bread.
Yeah, I don't see that. I mean, I really haven't. Now, I will say this. With the way the game is today, if you're a short hitter, and the way you can tell if somebody's going to be a short hitter is first off, they're short in stature, which means that they're going to have a smaller arc. You know, if you're tall, you're going to have a big arc. I mean, it's just like in all sports. You played sports growing up. What sports did you play, Tim?
I was basketball, baseball. What else did I play? Football, little flag football. Okay. Action.
Yeah.
How I enjoyed hockey too when I was Henry's age. Hockey was my big sport when I was Henry's age.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a good skater. You're a good skater.
No, not anymore. But
okay. Well, you were a good skater.
Well, but I just played on the cement top.
Oh, you played street hockey.
I was a street hockey guy. Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. I like street hockey. Street hockey's good. It's good. Street hockey's fun. I played that when I was a kid too. But here's the thing. In all sports, it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, if you're small in stature or size, whatever, you better be quick. If you're big and slow, there's still probably a place for you in sports. And the same thing holds true in golf, because if you're big, you got a big arc, so you're going to automatically hit it far, even if you're not that quick. But if you're big and fast, you know, then you're a superstar. That's kind of the way it is. So when parents would bring their sons or daughters to me, and they'd ask me, you know, is my son, you know, talented, or does he have a talent? And, you know, I mean, the golf swing is very learnable. All the techniques in golf are very learnable. It just takes practice. It takes good lessons. You can learn anything. I mean, the real talent is in your speed, ability to create speed. Are you quick? Do you have speed? Do you have size? Because now the way the game is, you have to send it. I mean, all you have to do is just, you know, I mean, we don't have to look very far. I mean, let's just look at the World Golf ranking list. And, you know, you go right down the list. I mean, what do you got? You got Dustin Johnson. You got John Rahm. You got Justin Thomas, Rory, Bryson DeChambeau. Okay, there you go. I mean, every single one of those guys can just flat send it. I mean, they hit it far. And even, you know, as you go further down the list, I mean, I don't know where you have to get to. It's pretty far down the list. Where do you have to get to a guy that, you know, doesn't hit it real far? I guess Colin Morikawa is not, you know, exceptionally long. But having said that, I mean, he hit one of the best shots ever at the PGA. People still rave about it, where he drove the green on the 16th hole. So you have to be able to hit it out there, especially if you're going to be a top five player in the world and be consistently that way. So I look for that. Okay, do they have the ability to hit it a long way? I mean, that kind of gives you a special talent in golf. It doesn't necessarily mean that if you don't hit a long way, I mean, it doesn't mean you can't play. I mean, you can be a really good junior player. You can be a good college player. But if you're going to, you know, have a professional career at it nowadays, I mean, you better be able to hit it. You better be able to make it go. You better be able to hit it long. So I look for that. But the other thing I really look for, to be honest with you, is do they have the attitude? Do they have the attitude? Do they have the work ethic? Do they have the passion for it? That's the thing that I look for. And I mean, honestly, like with Henry, our son, I mean, it's the first time I've seen, like, you know, passion. I mean, like this, you know, like getting up and going out in the garage, because we got a slick floor out there. He's going out in the garage and shooting hockey pucks before he goes to school. And I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? You know, our 7-8 hours on the ice in one day, and, you know, we wouldn't come off. I mean, now, you know, okay, now we got something going. Because if you don't have that, and if you don't have that, like in golf, I mean, it's not going to work. And you know, you can push, like as a parent, like I'm not necessarily opposed, you know, to pushy parents, because I think kids need guidance. And I've never had a correlation in my years of coaching when I look at you know, I say, okay, this kid's got pushy parents and he's a bad kid. I've never seen that. You know, it doesn't. I think kids need direction. I think kids need to be pushed a little bit. But you can't push somebody to stay out on the ice for, you know, 7 hours, or stay out on the driving range for 7 hours, or, you know, not want to come home because they're still putting. I mean, you can't push that. But that's when you see that and you see the passion. You know, regardless of what sport it is, when you see the passion, then I think, okay, you know, this person has a chance. I mean, they got a chance to be good. They got a chance to be something. All right, we're gonna talk a little bit about New Year's goals. setting some when we come back on the Hank Any podcast. If you haven't already got your Voodoo Pain Relief Cream, get your free two-week supply. Just go to voodoopainrelief.com. People are doing it. People are trying it, and people are loving it. They're getting great results, because I can tell, because they're all reordering. But if you're apprehensive and you've probably tried all these different pain relief cream products in the past, this one's different. This one's better. I'm just telling you. And that's why I'm giving a free two-week supply. So all you have to do is go to voodoopainrelief.com, and you can check it out. If you got aches and pains, muscle pain, joint pain, arthritis, whatever it is, you go to voodoopainrelief.com. We'll be right back. All right, Tim, new year, 2021, 2020 was not a good, it's not a great year, but we survived, and golf actually did pretty good, to be honest with you. It was like a booming year for golf, wasn't it? I mean, like in your area, Shadowbrook, it killed it, right?
Oh, yeah. Golf took off in Minnesota.
Yeah. It's been good for golf. The whole COVID pandemic has been, I don't know why. I guess people just have been pushed to more individual sports, and I guess that's part of it. You can social distance easier in golf. You're out in the fresh air. I mean, it's been good, and you got to play a lot. And I know people are like packed in to your Uncle Tom's course, Shadowbrook, weren't they?
Yeah, this was one of the most populated years of golfers Shadowbrook's ever had. And we saw that all around the state of Minnesota. People just wanted to get outside. Everyone's working from home, so anything to get outside and get some exercise as well. And golf just happens to provide that.
Yeah. And the numbers on golf have been really up. Of course, things were kind of shut down when people couldn't play for a little while, and then they came back and they, crushed the numbers. So it's been a really, really good year for golf. But, every year, the new year comes, and everybody comes up with, most people do. They come up with a little reset. Okay, this is what I want to do. I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to, quit, some bad habit I got. I'm going to, work on this. I'm going to, exercise more. I don't know. I mean, they're going to, a lot of golfers, are listening. They're thinking, okay, my goal this year is, I've had people, send me messages, say, my goal this year is to get my handicap down to this, or get my handicap down to that. How are you on the 2021 goals? You got anything going there?
Yeah, so we actually started this in 2020, but I'm trying to reduce the amount of sugar intake that I take in. So I'm a guy that falls for the sweets. I'm a guy that wants the candy. I like my Laffy Taffy. I love my licorice.
Oh, wow. Are those your top two right there?
Yeah, Laffy Taffy and licorice.
Really? What Laffy Taffy? What flavor do you go with? That's a total artificial flavor, by the way. But what flavor do you go with?
Oh, man. Those artificial flavors are so good.
Which one do you go for? Which one? You like the banana?
No, I like the strawberry.
Oh, wow. Strawberry, Laffy Taffy.
Green apple. Man, those two. Those two are tough to beat. Oh, wow. Right,
do you go to, where do you buy a Laffy Taffy? Where's a fellow purchase a Laffy Taffy?
You can buy a Laffy Taffy at the gas station. I'm a big fan of the gas station Laffy Taffy. Those long sticks, man, that you can buy, those are my absolute favorite.
How long does it take you to polish one of those off?
Oh, it doesn't take me too long. It takes me probably a good minute and a half.
Oh, you eat the whole thing in a minute and a half?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's long and skinny, the long and skinny ones that the gas station has.
Oh, my gosh.
Haley actually went to the gas station for me the other day. And just got some because I was dying in quarantine. I just needed some.
What did you tell her? Can you go get me some Laffy Taffy?
Yeah. I said, can you get some Laffy Taffy? Can I break the rule? Can I break the rule just this once?
Oh, wow. And
she got me some good stuff.
Oh, geez. And you just devoured it?
I devoured it. Yeah. She got me four total Laffy Taffies. And I ate two of them that night, and then I ate some the next day. So.
Oh, my gosh, Tim.
Yeah.
Oh, you still have your taste from the COVID?
Yeah. It went away a little bit, but it's coming back.
But you could taste the Laffy Taffy.
I could taste the Laffy Taffy.
All right. And you're also a big fan of the Captain Crunch, which is a little unusual, but anyway.
Corn
how
Pops.
How old are you, by the
don't
way?
Don't forget the Corn Pops. Come on.
Corn Pops?
Yeah, big fan of the Corn Pops.
You like the Corn Pop and the Captain Crunch, huh?
Yeah, I'm 29 years old, by the way.
But, okay, well, that's all right. That's
I haven't had Captain Crunch, and I haven't had cereal for a long time.
Oh, wow. So things are changing now that you're engaged.
Yeah.
Big time. Yeah. Diet. Your wife eats healthy. Is that what the deal is?
Yeah, she eats healthy. She's gluten-free. Okay. And I'm not a picky eater, so I've noticed that the gluten-free meals, the gluten-free health diet has really helped me establish a better diet.
Well, really? So you're feeling better?
I'm feeling better.
Yeah. Why do you think why are you getting rid of the sugar? What's precipitating that?
I don't know. Just I feel healthier. I feel better when I eat right.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So
that's good.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good reason. I think that maybe I should put that on my list too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been having a lot. I'll get in there with the candy. I use it. You know what I do? I weigh myself every day. And if I'm like, if I'm right on, I'm good. If I'm a couple pounds down or a pound down, I'm like headfirst into desserts, headfirst. If I'm a little bit up, I cut back, smaller portions, back off the desserts. And then when I check again, if I'm good, I'm right back in there. That's kind of
what. So you go back and forth.
Well, I mean, maybe a pound, pound and a half. When you weigh yourself every day, like I tell people, if you want to lose weight, weigh yourself every single day. I mean, that's all you got to do because you can't avoid it. I mean, you just look on the scale. There it is. Ooh, hey, man, things are getting up a little bit here. and then you look. I mean, if you just like keep expanding the belt out and buying more pants and you ignore the scale, I guess that's the other way to do it. But yeah, that's what I do. All right. Well, what about golf wise? You got a golf goal?
Well, I mean, last year the big goal was to break 80, and
yeah, it didn't
happen. I think the lowest I shot was 83. So
okay.
I think that goal still needs to. You know what? Last year, at the end of the year, so this was a goal of mine. I was trying to become a player that was more focused on bombing and gouging my drive instead of just trying to hit it in the fairway. Knock it up there a couple of yards. I've really been putting in a lot of effort. I'm trying to hit my golf ball further than I have before in the past. And when I was golfing with Cousin Jacob even made a couple of noises when the ball came off my drive. Like it just exploded off the drive. So I've really been focused on getting more distance on my ball this year.
Picking up your clubhead speed.
Yeah. Picking up my clubhead speed and sending it out there.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's happened in golf in the last, couple of years, but especially since the whole Bryson DeChambeau deal, is now people are focused on the fact that, and Phil Mickelson's had something to do with this too, but they're focused on the clubhead speed, how fast you can swing the golf club. And, all this notion, which I've never believed in or never preached, this notion that you just swing slow and swing smooth and swing easy and, don't hit it too hard or whatever people would say. I mean, that is not the way that you're going to hit the ball farther. Now, okay, you may hit it more solid because, you take a slower swing. And, a couple shots may go a little farther because they're more solid, but your potential will not be there. Your potential in golf, I say it all the time, your potential in golf is directly related to your clubhead speed and how fast you can swing the golf club. And I have never seen anybody, and I've done a lot of, obviously a lot of coaching over the years, given 65,000 golf lessons thereabouts. And I've worked with people on getting more clubhead speed, and I've never seen anybody that couldn't get at least 5 miles an hour of more clubhead speed. Now, a lot of times it's just simply me pushing them a little bit in terms of just coaxing them to tell them to, faster, faster, faster. Let me see what you got. A lot of times I'll tell people faster backswing, faster downswing. Some people think you speed up the downswing, but that doesn't work like that. You gotta speed up both. So, I mean, that would be a good goal for golfers to have, I think, would be to increase your clubhead speed. a certain amount of miles an hour. You know, you have to train a little bit for it. This is one of the reasons I tell people 100 practice swings a day. I mean, like if I was giving people a little something to do for 2021, hey, how can you get better at golf? Let's commit to 100 practice swings a day. My favorite tip I've given. I have so many people that do it and send me messages and say, Hank, I've done your 100 practice swings a day. My game's improved more than it's ever has. I've played the best golf of my life. I get messages like that all the time. You can swing with any club, short iron, long iron, driver, whatever. You can use a training aid to do it. I'm actually right now, as we speak, I am working on what I think is going to be one of the best, if not the best, training aid ever made. I'm working on
that.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I'm really excited about it. I have been thinking about training aids for 44 years. And I texted my friend the other day and said, and you know what? I've now come up with something. Actually, a couple things. So I'm working on a couple things, but it's going to take me a little while, probably March, maybe April. I'm going to have these available, but that would be something you could swing a training aid. Take swings, 100 practice swings a day. It takes you about 15 minutes. Work on your speed, trying to increase the speed, but it helps your balance. It helps your tempo, your rhythm, your timing. Just the repeatability of your swing, the 100 practice swings a day. That, like, if you wanted to like make a little commitment for 2021, I would tell you take 100 practice swings a day. You can do it in your house. I mean, if the ceiling's low, you could choke down so you don't hit the chandelier, or you could do it outside. You could do it in your garage. You can do it wherever. You can use whatever club you want to use. You could just swing a shaft. I mean, honestly, that's, you know, swinging something light is a good way to work on your speed. You can hold a club upside down and hold onto the shaft and swing it that way. But taking the practice swings, 100 practice swings, do every one, you know, one, don't swing it back and forth, back and forth. That doesn't count. You got to start each swing from the beginning. And you'll improve your game. I mean, that would be something like if I had everybody that was listening to me on this podcast try that, do 100 practice swings a day, I would have massive amounts of emails and messages coming in at the beginning of the year, whenever everybody gets back out on the golf course, or if you're in a warm place like I am and you're playing right now, but I would have massive amounts of emails of people saying, Hank, I did your 100 practice swings a day starting a new year, and my golf game has improved like so much. It's incredible. So that would be my suggestion for people. And when you do that, you can send us a message if you got a question on it or you got great results. Let me hear about it. HankHaneyGolf@Outlook.com is our email address. You can find me on Twitter at Hank Haney. You can also send me a message there. And Minnesota Tim is at Tim Porochka. That would be my suggestion for people. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. So we are there every day with the Hank Haney podcast. We'll be back again tomorrow. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you then. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.